Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. This is your host Santiago Brito here today on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. Today's episode, I call it The Power of Silence. You know, I'm always sharing my journey with you guys, and I always share everything that I learn as I go along the way, or I'm reminded of, because I don't feel like I'm learning new things. I think I'm being reminded of the things. And lately, I've been really, really keeping things to myself. You know, I don't do it with the intent, like with an intent that's ill towards anybody else. I just wanted to do an experiment with myself, you know, because I feel like I sometimes am somebody who shares a lot. I like to speak things into existence and things of that nature. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that it works. It's good to hear it. But I did something very different this time, where I had something that I was working on, and I just kept it all to myself. I didn't tell anybody, not even my mother. And listen, man, I was itching to just say something to somebody, like, oh, this is, look, I'm about to do this. And something just told me, keep it to myself, man. And that thing worked. And it's like, I think that's the key to everything. It's like, I don't think we're here to talk about things. I think we're here to demonstrate things. And that thing that I was working on, excuse me, was something that I wanted to do for a long time. And I will always tell people that, oh, I'm, you know, like, I think I'm like everybody else. Like, you know, you tell somebody that you love and got love for you, because you know who to tell your things to. So I'm like, yo, look, I'm trying to work on this. I'm trying to do this. And it, you know, it wouldn't work. It would go off. It wouldn't. And I don't think it has to do with the other person. I think it has more to do with me. You know, I'm always looking for my blame, my reason, and the things. So I finally kept something to myself. And keeping this to myself, it worked. Oh my God, it worked. Everything went exactly how I planned it. And I think that more of us should try this. You know, like, I'm always doing little experiments with myself. I have a lot of self-control, so I'm able to be like, you know what, I'm not going to do this. Let's see how I feel. I'm not going to do that. Let's see how I feel. And I'm always focused on accomplishing, because, you know, I love this life. I love the journey of life. So I'm always playing with ways that things can turn out. And I did this. And the power of silence is so powerful. I've read a book a long time ago called The Power of Silence. And it spoke about not telling people what you were going to do, because the energy gets distorted within that, you know, when you tell other people your stuff. It's, you know, there are people with ill intentions. But it's not only that. I think it has to do more with, you know, like, the conversation that I had about what I was doing was with God, with myself. You know, I didn't tell anybody else. It was just me and myself. And it even surprised my mom, because my mom was like, whoa, like, you know, like, you did this? And I'm like, yeah, you know. And it was like, I've been working on it for a while. And she was just shocked and awed. But I think she enjoyed it more than me saying it out my mouth. I think everybody around me, my true, you know, my loved ones, they all enjoyed it more than it coming out of my mouth, because it was like a demonstration instead of, oh, I'm going to do this. You know, I've always said that I'm going to do this X, Y, Z, and I do follow through. But this time it was something that I wanted to try in a different way. And I've kept the energy the same, and it's been like to myself. And I think that all of us should try that. Like, I think social media has had us expose our hand all the time. Yeah, we're starting to work out, and we're posting all the time in the gym. And, you know, I think for a lot of people it works, because it holds you accountable. Because once you start being consistent, it's like you can't just stop doing it. But for me, there's a lot of things that I'm just going to keep to myself and demonstrate, you know, like, not show what it took to get to certain places, but just show the end goal. And is what a lot of, for people out there who are trying to accomplish things, this is what a lot of so-called influencers, so-called coaches, this is what they're doing. They're showing you a result. They didn't show you what it took to get there. They're showing you a result, or trying to sell you a result. And I'm somebody who, I want to see what work you had to do, because I know that doesn't nothing come for nothing, you know. You got to do something to get something, to gain something. That's life. That's the laws of this experience. So whenever things fall in your hand, that you're like, oh, like, some people might say, be like, oh, you're so lucky this happened, you know. And I'd be like, look, like, it took me 10 years for that lucky day that you're talking about. It took me 5 years for that lucky day that you're talking about. But it happens. It happens. It falls in your lap. But the power in the silence and in keeping things to yourself is just is remarkable. You should try it. Whatever thing, do it with something small. You know, like I did it with something that was not as small, but I kept it to myself. And man, yo, I'm somebody who, you know, like I'm hard to keep a secret. Like, I want to talk. I want to share. I want to know what you got going on. What do you think about it? But I think your best critique and your best coach and your best consultation is with yourself. And that's what I learned out of that. Like, I meditate every day and I always have consultations with myself. And that was one with myself. It was like, you know what? Let me just keep this to myself. I stood quiet. I kept it to myself. And boom, it happened. It just changed. Everything happened how I expected it to, how I intended it to happen. And even more, you know. And I was like, wow, thank you, God, because this is how it works. Like, everything is spiritual. Like, I don't think a lot of people have that understanding that this is God and there's a spiritual world that we're all part of. And there's things that take care of you, that help you. Like, I come from a culture that is big on that. And I was introduced to it at a young age, and I didn't know how to handle it. And you know, things went not the right way for me for a long time because I was just out for myself. I didn't realize that it was part of a collective. But I'm so grateful today that I'm connected with my spiritual side. I'm connected with God, you know, and I understand that everything you want, you can have in this world. It's just about planning, God, spirit, spiritual, and taking action. And I did the combination, and the formula works. Anybody trying to accomplish anything, I'm telling you, this is the formula. This is it. I'm giving it to you, point blank, period. It's going to take God. It's going to take your spiritual world. It's going to take some work. And it's going to take some planning and execution. And that's it. It is not magic. It's not, no, it is some magic, but it's not something that everybody can do this. I want you to understand that it's not something that's just for specific people. This is not because it's me. This is not because it's my friend. This is because I'm always testing life, and I'm giving you here that the power of silence and working with God and working with your spiritual self is really what's going to get you where you want to be. It's going to take you to where you want to be, because that's the conversation you need to have about your goals and your dreams, not with anybody else. Not that people don't have good intentions, but it has to be with that person first, so you can see, not person, with that energy first, so you can see that that's really the key to everything. And thank you for listening to the I Will podcast. I'm your host, Santiago Brito, on another amazing episode.